Welcome everyone to our Development Administration Board. It is October 16th, Thursday, 1:01 p.m. In attendance, we have myself, Rob Patterson, attorney and planning and zoning administrator, Jay Boffman, community development director, Chris Trustee, city engineer, public works director, Trent Thing, planning commissioner. Also have Gretchen as our recorder, and we have the applicant for the item, Parley Turnbow, as well. The first item on the agenda is the approval of our meeting minutes from August 28th, 2025. Did anyone have any changes or things they needed to update on that? If not, let's get it approved.
I move that we approve the meeting minutes for the August 28th, 2025 DAB meeting.
Motion by Jay.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yes. Passes 4-2-0 unanimously. Okay, on to the real reason for the meeting. Walnut Place Plat B. This is a minor subdivision. It's more or less a lot split with a little bit of a property adjustment involved as well. It's been through a significant review by staff, and we had some comments in the staff report. I sent out an email just earlier today. I don't know if anyone has a chance to read it. We had some final comments that were our recommended stipulations in the staff report for this. However, we've got updated plans, and we've done a quick look. It looks like everything's been corrected, so we're changing the recommendation in the motion to just approve as submitted as of yesterday. And that is the other document. I printed it off there with the revised staff recommendation in motion. Just some things to note from the staff report. All of these lots meet the R140 standard. They're all at least 30,000 square feet. Water's already been provided both for when this subdivision was originally created, Walnut Place Plat A, and for that little parcel in the corner that came from the Welkers, water was already provided for Vantage Acre. So no new water dedications required. PI impact fees will also not be required because they already connected and watered all of this. There's a little bit of new right-of-way improvement in the form of the sidewalk on that northeast side, and then most of the other connections are just new laterals and patching the road and fixing any damage to sidewalks and things that come with doing that work. Any questions? It's pretty straightforward. Now, the lots are a little bit unusual in their configuration, but they had to meet frontage requirements and lot size requirements, so that's how it worked out. Any questions from anyone or comments?
That was the question I had, is it was not clear to me where the actual property lines are. Are they all shifted over to the left to get
yes.
the frontage?
Yes, so they're kind of little blocks, so each lot has 130 feet of frontage, exactly.
So I've done this before on another lot, and then I quickly claim deeded it back to the owner because I didn't want to take out their front whatever. Is there allowances in our ordinance that they can do that, or do we... or the sharing of that property, or how they actually manage that versus what the plot says?
Most of the actual use of the land will kind of just be on the owners to figure out between themselves. From the city side, we won't allow those property lines to be shifted unless, you know, somehow we get a new configuration that still meets the 130 feet frontage requirement. So we wouldn't approve as the city any new, like, shifting lot lines over now. Could they make into agreements between all the lot owners about how they use their property? Absolutely. We don't particularly care about that as the city. The only thing that we will really care about is when we have building permits or similar things come in, we're going to go off of the property lines on the plat. So they've been made aware of that, so they know. But they're still buildable lots. It'll work out.
So just to clarify, and that was the other piece I couldn't quite... Lot 2, this is Lot 2.
Yep, Lot 2 okay. is the furthest east.
So the lines, how as I see them now on this one, yeah, okay.
Yep.
So it looks like they acquired, 38 feet of frontage from the Welkers, is that?
Yep, more or less, 38 feet.
If this says 92.03, I guess that goes up to this.
38.02. Well, if you look at the T3.
Oh, and T1, yeah. Chris can do math because he's an engineer.
And I can't read because I guess I need reading glasses.
Yeah, that was a challenge.
Yeah, so that from that little, the so T2,
that T2 is
T1, T2, and the T3, that little corner is what they acquired from the Welkers. There may be a subdivision in the future from the Welkers, but I've talked with them about that, and they still have enough property left to do that and manage that. But that'll be a separate application in the future if they decide to go that route.
And just out of curiosity, the purpose of access or that piece is to put another future lot in Lot 2?
No.
Or is that the only access for Lot 2?
Lot 2 currently accesses from the west side.
That's what I thought.
And they kind of have a shared driveway. Lot 2 used to encompass basically all of that eastern half of the area. The requirement is our R140 code says you have to have 130 feet of frontage measured at the setback line. So basically 30 feet back from property line, you have to have 130 feet of width. So that's what the cutout is. Every lot gets 130 feet across on a public street.
And they couldn't get it from this side because that's a driveway, public street.
Not a public street. You know, they could have built a cul-de-sac or something, but this was another way of doing it, and it works under our code.
Understand that. That all makes sense. I just needed to clarify.
So no, of course.
That's all the questions I had.
Okay. Anything you'd like to add, Parley? Okay.
I'm anxious to get approval.
Excellent. So, with that, we think this is...
I just want to thank Rob Welker for helping me out.
Yeah, I know it's been a process to get this done. So, I think with that, if there are no more questions, we're ready to get this approved. Someone like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion. I move that the Development Administration Board accept the findings and approve the final plat and subdivision improvement plans for the Walnut Place Plat B subdivision as submitted October 6th. It says October 15th, but it was submitted yesterday.
Yeah.
October 15th, 2025.
Second that.
Motion by Chris, seconded by Trent. Let's do a roll call. Trent?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Rob is a yes. Chris?
Yes.
That passes unanimously, 4-0. You have final plat approval. I'll issue you a written decision, Parley.
Can I cheer?
Yeah. You can. And with that, our meeting is adjourned at 1:08.
Excellent, thank you.
And now you'll be going into pre-con.